The provisional figures suggest that about 83% of children under 24 months of age who should have the MMR vaccine have the MMR vaccine. 91% of the same group have had the first diphtheria tetanus vaccines. So they are showing up for vaccination, but they're not necessarily getting the MMR vaccine. We have had a number of cases of measles, particularly in the North Donegal area over the last 5 to 6 weeks, and we're concerned about that. A lot of those cases were among people who were not vaccinated. So it just shows you that the vaccine does protect people. And if you don't have the vaccine, you can pick up the infection and can get ill. And we don't want that to happen, particularly with schools coming back, people getting together, people coming back from holidays. They might have been exposed to measles overseas. We've seen that in other parts of the country. If we have sort of 17% of the population in parts of Donegal who are not vaccinated, that's a significant number of people who can not only get the virus and get infected, but it can also pass it to others. And we don't want that to happen.
After a similar call earlier this year, 370 people did turn up and get that vaccine, and that's to be welcomed. But you're saying that's not enough, and you want to see more people coming forward, even perhaps adults who aren't vaccinated.
True, because the vaccine works in two ways. Number one, you get the vaccine and you are protected. That's great. But then there's other people who can't get the vaccine for whatever medical reasons, or they're on therapy or whatever, or they get the vaccine and it doesn't work. Now, it's a very, very good vaccine, so the number it doesn't work in is very, very small. But at the same time, they need protection too. And if we don't have a large enough percentage of the population vaccinated, the virus can come in and spread around, and those people who would love to get the vaccine but can't get the vaccine, they'll get the measles virus and they'll get infected and they'll get sick. So that's the ways the vaccine works. It protects people directly and it protects people indirectly.
As you said, 83% on average uptake of MMR in Donegal. You want to see that go above 90. What's it going to take for that to happen?
People to either go to the GP and get 2 doses of the vaccine, or go to one of the community clinics that are still in operation around the area, and get details of that on the HSE website. But it's a very effective vaccine. It's one of the most effective vaccines we have. And it's also a very, very safe vaccine. You might get a sore arm. Some small number of people get what we call mini measles. They might get a bit of a temperature, feel a bit off for a day or two. But that's it. It does not cause autism, does not cause bowel problems or anything else like that. At the same time, as you're getting the measles bit, you're getting the mumps bit, and you're getting the rubella bit. And the rubella bit is very important for women who are going to have kids, or for young girls who might have children in the future, to protect their children.